Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meet the Kotatsu. My name is An, and I hoped everyone had a great holiday. I, of course, celebrated Easter, but I know there was a bunch of holidays that kind of happened all at once. So if you don't celebrate Easter, if you celebrate some different holiday, I hope you had a great respective holiday, whatever you celebrated. Coming back from the holidays, I wanted to do like maybe a quick and short anime, just to get, I don't know, because we had that little quick time span in between the holiday times until now, until the release date of this episode. And I was wondering what anime I really wanted to do. And going back from the previous podcast, we did Maburaho. And while I was watching Maburaho, there was one anime in the back of my head that just kept popping up for some reason. And I couldn't figure out what the name of the anime was. I just remembered it. I remember watching it a long time ago, kind of in that era of the golden era of harem, which I would take to be in between 2002 and 2008. So after doing a little research and after trying to figure out what anime I was thinking of, the anime I was thinking of is Magikano, which when I looked it up had almost the same summary as Maburaho, and I was like, okay, no wonder it reminded me of Magikano when I was watching Maburaho. They're pretty much the same anime. They are both harems. They're both in that same time frame. Which Magikano came out in 2006. I think Maburaho was 2003, if I can recall from doing the podcast last here. And the reason why Magikano kept popping up in the back of my head when I was watching Maburaho was because I remembered it for being such a bad anime. And the reason why it was so bad is because it had one of the worst endings I could feasibly imagine an anime ever having. So I looked up on my anime list and I was like, you know, it's probably gonna have a really low score. And when I looked at it, it had a 6.5 or something like that as a score. And I thought, how does it have a 6.5 score? That's really high. Like that's extremely high for what I thought it would have gotten. Like I would have expected to be somewhere in between like the 3 or 4 range. But looking back, maybe it's because the only thing I remembered about the anime was the ending and how bad it was. Maybe it wasn't that bad. So that's why I re-picked it back up and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to rewatch it. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So let me just go right into what the anime is really about. So the plot of the anime is you have the main character. His name is Haruo. He lives with his sister. He lives with his 3 sisters. And all 3 of his sisters are witches. He goes to a normal school. And a girl kind of shows up out of nowhere. Her name is Ayumi. Apparently she was cursed as a child. And she's basically going to die if the curse is not removed by Haruho. But the big gimmick of the show is that Haruho has no magic at all. Well, he has magic. It's just dormant. And every time his sisters use magic in front of him, or he kind of learns something about magic, his eldest sister kind of smacks him in the head with that, like, literally, she gives him a concussion to make him forget about magic. This makes no sense to me. Why they have to give him a concussion every time he learns about magic? So basically, Ayumi kind of inserts herself into their daily life. She now lives with them at their house. She basically tries to seduce Haruo every chance she gets to try to awaken his magical powers. And I'll basically just tell you guys what happens at the end. So this anime is only 13 episodes. And in the 13 episodes, there's probably only three, maybe 4 episodes max that actually have to do with the plot. The rest is just random filler. Throughout the show, there are some times where he kind of learns about magic and he awakens his magical abilities. And they learn that his magical abilities are extremely powerful, enough to that every time he awakens his abilities, they have to, or he turns back time, or they're pretty vague about what really happens in the show. But basically, he either reverses time, or there's a teacher that is also a robot cyborg, which that might turn back time. Oh God, I have no idea what I'm talking about. But that they turn back time to like one episode beforehand or something like that. And usually everyone forgets about what happens, except for the teacher and then maybe anyone outside of his zone of influence. So at the very end of the show, he gets kidnapped by Ayumi's sister and taken to this like devil realm world. And she's trying to drain him of all his magic. Surprise, surprise, doesn't work out. He basically is awakened as the demon lord, and they're trying to rein in his power. And throughout the whole show, you get inklings of them trying to piece together a puzzle, but you don't know what the puzzle is until the very end of the show. And once the puzzle is solved, I was like, God, I just spent 13 episodes on the worst puzzle I have ever imagined. But basically, at the very end of the show, his demon powers or something awakens and they try to rein it together. And he unleashes his power and basically turns back time to the very start of the episode. So they are now stuck in some type of time loop where it's never ending. And if you're watching this for the first time with, like, I watched this as like a young teenager, that's my guess. If you're watching this for the first time, and this was aired on TV, so I had to wait each week for each episode, you would have thought this was a really crappy anime. This is like one of the worst endings, like, because you can't rewatch the show because it was aired on TV, you know. So there's no Crunchyroll back then. So basically, you watched it once, and then the last thing to stay in your head is the very last episode, which was just the worst ending I could have imagined. So, rewatching it again, would I give it a low score? No. After finishing up the anime, I take back all the negativity I've said about this anime. Not because it was good. No. Not because the anime was good. It is because it is surprisingly hilarious. This is one of the funniest animes I have ever seen. I would recommend anyone rewatching this anime or watching it for the first time to watch it in dub. Because just like Ghost Stories, where they just go off the walls with the dialogue, they kind of do it the same thing with Magikano, but I don't think they go as crazy. Like, they don't go off topic like Ghost Stories do. But they take any chance they can in the dialogue to make fun of each other, which I think is pretty hilarious. And looking up the cast of all these people dubbing in the show, I was blown away by the amount of talent they got in this anime. I was like, this is definitely a stepping stone anime. Like, if you were in this anime, you are destined for greatness or something like that. So let me just go down this absurd list of voice actors for this anime. So first we have Haruo, which is our main male protagonist. He is voiced by Clint Brickham, he does the main character for Haikyuu. And then next you have Micah, which is the eldest sister. She has a brother complex. She's always attached to Haruho. She is voiced by Kira Vincent Davis. But she is the main voice actor for Kyokai no Kanata. And she also plays two main characters for the anime Air. Pretty crazy. Next, you have Chiaki. She is the middle sister. She loves to eat. That's her, like, main thing, is that she will eat anything within her vicinity. Like, she is big on eating. She is voiced by Lucy Christian. She plays Hestia in Is It Wrong to Pick Up a Girl in a Dungeon. She also voice acts Reg in Made in Abyss, Ochako from My Hero Academia, and Chihaya from Chihaya Furu. What a crazy list of main characters to voice act. Next you have Fuyuno. She is the youngest sister. She really likes money. That's her gimmick. She enjoys having a lot of money. She is voice acted by Hilary Hagg, which voice acts Sarah in Log Horizon, and I think one or two characters from Full Metal Panic as well. Then you have the, I guess you would call it, like, the main female protagonist, which is Ayumi Mamiya. She is voice acted by Jessica Boone, which, of course, she voice acts Pina Colada in Gate. I think we did the podcast about that. And she voice acts Yuna, which is the main character from Maburaho. Surprise, surprise. Then you have Yuri, the school president, which is another female character that kind of gets introduced, I think, in around episode 2 or 3. And she has a big thing for Haruo as well. She is, of course, voiced by Carly Moiser, which is, of course, Rin from Fate. Then you have Rika Anju. She is kind of like the main character they introduced kind of last minute at near the end of the show. Maybe not near the end. I say around episode 8 or so. She is voiced by Tiffany Grant. And everyone knows Tiffany Grant is the voice actor for Asuka in Evangelion. So this list of voice actors is pretty ridiculous. I know. So in terms of this anime, it's only 13 episodes long. Like, I mean, watch it if you really want to watch. I just go watch it. It's pretty hilarious. It's one of the funniest. Like, when I was getting into Magikano, I was like, all right, well, I'm expecting the harem anime, so just go ahead and throw whatever harem you want. Like, of course, it's pretty harem based, you know, there's a lot of etchy moments and stuff like that. But it was pretty, like, all of it was pretty overshadowed by just the amount of comedy dialogue they added within this show. Like, I haven't laughed this much in a while. Like, the amount of times they call each other sluts, it's mind-boggling. The dialogue reminds me of, like, reminds me of that meme where it's like the old guy trying to pretend to be a teenager. It's like, hello, fellow kids. That's what it felt like. Like, any jab they could take at each other, they did. And there are several moments in this anime that, that honestly, I don't think they would be able to pull off nowadays if it was aired. I think now, let's say if Magikano was written and aired now, would it still get a good score? I would say no. If it was subbed, probably not. If it was dubbed, they probably do a more official dub. Like in terms of dubbing, this feels like a four kids dub, where they'll just make everything kind of, I don't know if this was more PG or less PG than the Japanese. Than the Japanese dub, so I feel like I should have rewatched it again in Japanese just to see if the dialogue matched with what was actually happening with the American dialogue. But honestly, it's a filler anime, so I don't think they really cared at that point. But, you know, I think it was fine. I think I enjoyed it. I don't know why not. Some of my favorite parts in this anime was there's a literal pair of underpants that Ayumi got, and these are like magical pair of underpants that basically increases your magical powers by threefold. But the thing about these magical underwear is that if any male would see, no, I think it's if anybody saw her wearing these underpants, they have the supreme urge to take them off, which I guess for the episode was basically like she was trying to get with Haruho and she was wondering why she couldn't seduce him, so she dons these magical pair of underpants. and basically turns the entire school to like zombies trying to chase after to take off these underpants. And nothing really happens until kind of near the end, where Haruo basically lost his pair of glasses at the beginning of the show. And so that's the reason why he wasn't able to see these pair of underpants or something like that. But the best part is that these underpants are actually voiced by another person. I should have looked it up who voices if this underwear actually had like a voice actor, a credited voice actor. I don't think it even has it on the My Anime list. It should have though, because it's probably one of the funniest one of the funnier voice actors for this anime. But the best part is that near the end of the show, she redons these pair of pants to try to stop Haruo from unleashing his demon magic, something like that, something weird. And they go on like a full battle montage with the underpants casting spells and stuff like that. And at the very near the end of the battle, the Haruo shoots out like a super beam magic or something that that causes the underpants to like overexert itself, and the linen or something like that rips from the underpants, causing it to split in half, and then it just kind of falls off her. And then you have like one of those moments where like if someone dies, you get like that screaming no for like a good minute or something. And I was like, I was just looking at that scene and I'm like, man, I wonder if any anime could pull this off. Like, this is so absurd. Like, I haven't seen a good harem anime that really encapsulates the golden era of 2002 to 2008 harem anime. It is just absurd. And you know what, for being 13 episodes, I feel like I got my wouldn't say money's worth, but I guess it's I got my time's worth of, I don't know, harem anime, if I could call it. Score-wise, I know I got a 6.5. I feel like the reason why I got a 6.5 is because it's probably rated by kids watching it in their early teens. This is probably like, oh, it's a harem anime. Harem anime, like in general, you know, between those in that golden era, it's always rated pretty highly. So I'm guessing that's my reason why it was rated so highly. You know what? I'm just going to stick with that score, 6.5. I think that's a pretty reasonable score for this type of anime. And I know it was also dubbed in like several other languages. I'm wondering if it's just as good in the other languages as this one, because I know there's like a Korean dub as well and a Spanish dub. So I'm really curious if it's just as good or maybe the same. Maybe I wonder like if I watched it in like Korean and Spanish dub and then have it translated to English, would it be just as funny? That's what I'm wondering. Like, did they take the liberties they did compared to the American side? Because the American side, let me take a look who did the American side. It was Funimation, so everyone always knows Funimation has probably some of the worst dubs out there in terms of anime. But maybe that should be a thing where I rewatch it in Korean and rewatch it in Spanish just to see if it like meets the standard of like hilarity as the English dub. But other news. I know Kingdom Hearts 4 was just recently announced as being in production, so I can't wait to play the game in 2008. Because it feels like game announcements nowadays are taking forever. Like, I remember they announced like the Elder Scrolls series in, I can't even recall you how long it was that they announced the Elder Scrolls, the next Elder Scrolls series. But here we are, still in Skyrim. Now I bet you can play it on the sensor on your mouses. You can probably play it. Anything that has like a screen, you can probably play Skyrim nowadays. It's absurd. Same thing with like Grand Theft Auto. Like, I think they're just remaking remasters of it. Like, what happened to like the era of just making more games? I feel like nowadays it's just churning out a remastered of the same game over and over. I also saw that they just released what was it called? It was the new game mechanic or the game, not game mechanic, but the thing to make games. It was like the fifth iteration of it. It looked really cool. I know they did like a prop for the Matrix. I have to look this up. They did a really good job. They did a really good job at it too. Unreal Engine 5. That's what I was talking about. Unreal Engine 5. They just did they released for it a while ago. I don't think it's fully out yet. I think it's still in beta for people to test out. And if you haven't seen it yet, look up the Matrix Awakens Unreal Engine 5 experience. I think that's like a quick demo. It's not even a real game. It's just a demo to show off Unreal Engine 5. And it's pretty ridiculous how crazy it is. And I watched a video about Unreal Engine 5 and how absurdly more powerful it is compared to Unreal Engine 4. So the next iteration of games using Unreal Engine 5, it's gonna be crazy. Next news I want to talk about is the Ghost of Kiev manga that's apparently coming out. So at the start of the Ukrainian war, there was a notable story of a MiG fighter, a person I think they're still unknown, that was able to shoot down like six Russian planes or something like that, which is astonishingly pretty crazy. So now there's actually a manga about the Ghost of Kiev. I hopefully it gets translated to English. I wouldn't mind reading it. That sounds pretty cool. Other news I want to talk. I don't think there's much news else I want to talk about. I just pretty much wanted to get Magikano out of the way just because of how absurd it was. And basically, it was a short anime that I could probably watch in between the time of like Easter and the output of this episode. So I think that's gonna be pretty much it for me. So I'll catch you guys later. Bye.